This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I'm doing is good for the United States. It's also going to be good for Mexico.
President Trump says, here we go. We're going to build that wall that he was talking about when he was running. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we start. Oh, and there's so much more to get to. All of it flowing from Washington. Lori Lewis joins us now right from the get-go from Talk Media News. Lori, the wall, who's going to pay for it? When do they break ground on this so-called wall? What do we know?
So the Donald Trump administration maintains that it is Mexico who's going to eventually pay for that wall, quote-unquote, one way or another. However, what they've said is that this will be something that is initially footed by the American taxpayers, and Mexico will pay that back. Before we go forward with when this is going to happen, and that's, you know, where it is within the next few months, this will begin to be propped up. We should say that the wall, though, as defined in this executive order, isn't necessarily like a wall the way we'd imagine it, like a big cement structure. It's defined as a physical wall or other similarly secure, contiguous, and impassable physical barrier. So it could very well be a fence.
Wow. All right. So some sort of structure, though, so we know it's at least that. And there's been reaction from Mexico. I know the former president, Vicente Fox, said we are not paying for that wall. So we may have a lot of verbiage going back and forth between the U.S. perhaps and Mexico. What do you think?
Yeah, but like you said, there has been some verbiage going back and forth. The current president, Enrique Peña Nieto, who is planning to meet with Trump next week, didn't say much about this wall. He didn't address whether, or he did talk about the wall. He said that it was separating for the countries rather than unifying. He didn't say if he would cancel this meeting over this executive order. But he did express disappointment. He condemned the U.S. For moving forward with this decision and, like I said, basically saying rather than uniting the two nations, it's further dividing them.
The other thing that Donald Trump talked about is that Chicago's a great city. He loves Chicago. He knows Chicago. He says he said in an interview exclusively that he did with David Muir from ABC. And, Lori, he says that something has to be done because of the crime rate. In response, Mayor Rahm Emanuel said, whoa, 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 I'm warning you against deploying the National Guard because it would hurt our efforts in restoring trust in the police, that we're going through a process of reinvigorating community policing, building trust between the communities and law enforcement. But Trump did tweet out just the other day, if Chicago doesn't fix the horrible carnage, and he keeps using the word carnage going on, he can't dispute the rate of people being killed, of course, 228 shootings in 2017. Would this be kind of unprecedented? Yes, the crime is high, but not while something necessarily like we saw, of course, the horrific goings-on in Ferguson, Missouri. Would this be unprecedented for the president to use federal troops?
It would be. But something that I guess we should specify, though, is that it hasn't been made exactly clear what sort of action the feds would take by Trump. So whether this would be the deployment of the Guard or it could be, you know, additional federal resources or federal intelligence assets, that sort of thing is still to be told and to be worked out.
You and I have talked about this before, about the relationship with the press. Does it seem like it's warming up? Is it changing, or daily briefings are just daily briefings and so far nothing has really shifted?
Daily briefings seem like they're daily briefings. I will say that for the third day in a row, the White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer has not started with the Associated Press, as is like standard protocol in the world of Washington. Really, you go to whether it be the State Department, the Defense Department, or the White House, in quid pro quo, as you call on the AP first, and that hasn't happened. Also, he seemed more, of course, it's the beginning of the administration, right, and people are trying to learn as much as they can as quickly as they can. So because of that, I think there's a quicker tempo to the briefings. Whether that's something that will persist or go away with time, yet to be seen.
Yeah. One last one. The whole voter fraud investigation comes up. Paul Ryan now is saying, you know, the Speaker of the House, oh, okay, I'm okay with a voter fraud probe, if you want to call it that. And Trump says that he intends to push this, that in talking about what happened with the vote, that there was fraud, even when he's pushed on Pew numbers that don't say that, you know, where's the evidence, that kind of thing. So I guess that, you know, there is going to be more of a look into voting in 2016. Is that, that obviously is being discussed in D.C., right?
Yes, it is. So like you said, this is going to be a quote-unquote major investigation is what Donald Trump tweeted out this morning. And I will say, though, that this isn't only just about 2016. This is something Sean Spicer specified today during the White House press briefing. He said this will go beyond 2016. It's going to look into people who are registered incorrectly, people who have been dead and so forth, people who what this ultimately amounts to in Donald Trump's words is voter fraud. And this is something the White House yesterday had initially said, well, we're not sure if we're going to move forward with an investigation. And then Trump tweets this morning, no, we're moving forward with one. And then today at the briefing, we heard, well, yes, of course, the White House is going to move forward with one.
All right.
It's been a slow unfurling of events.
There you go. Definitely. Lori Lewis, terrific stuff. Thanks so much, as always, for popping on with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
So as you heard Lori say, well, you know, this is what's happening at the briefings. Look at this story of, you know, the what's going on in Chicago with the violence, or look at what's happening with the voter fraud cries from Donald Trump. In the meantime, the reaction to a handful of days in has been pretty interesting. And I'll tell you what, the markets have been interesting, because if you have a 401k, the markets have soared. I mean, they have soared since Trump has taken office. In fact, stocks have gained. I was reading a comment from economist Stephen Moore, who said stocks have gained $2 trillion since Trump took over as president. There was concern when he was running, oh, what's going to happen with the stock market's cratering. What's going to happen once he gets in office? And, of course, it has been the complete opposite of that. And you even have CNBC's Cramer. This is a guy I used to, because his show I thought was so good. I used to watch him a lot. Says we need Trump's tax breaks to hit the Dow to 21K. So there's a lot of conversation about stocks, about wealth, about a shift and rallying, that the rally has really, really made a big difference. And some of the reason why is because of the construction of two oil pipelines. So that's the energy industry. We talked about that on a previous show, the Keystone XL pipeline being one of the biggest, because that was blocked off for 7 years in the past administration. And that's helped to pump up the volume on stocks. The world loses a television icon. That's coming up.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well,
look, miss, would you try answering the questions as I ask them?
Questions that don't have a thing to do with my qualifications for this job.
You know what? You got spunk.
Well,
I hate spunk.
Mary Tyler Moore, dead at the age of 80, a show that lasted 7 years and made a huge difference in the TV world, to be sure. As a single woman living in Minneapolis, the exchange you just heard was between her and her newsroom boss, Ed Asner, affectionately known as Lou Grant, was his television name, and it was a classic, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, from the 70s, and Mary Tyler Moore certainly had an impact on a generation of women, and in general, on, as I said, television roles, I think, for women, too. She dies at the age of 80. Her friends, her husband, she was married to a doctor for 33-some years, and they were all by her side. She had certainly suffered through some of life's vicious ups and downs. She struggled with alcohol and diabetes, and her son accidentally shot himself, and that was obviously very tough and something that she talked about in her later years. There were a lot of tweets that went out. Ed Asner, who you just heard in that clip, said, Mary Tyler Moore, my heart goes out to you and your family. Know that I love you and believe in your strength. Dan Rather tweeted out, "I'm deep in regret about the passing of Mary Tyler Moore. What an actress, what a woman, what a person, always gracious, filled with good humor." So this was a woman who began her career as a dancer in the 50s. She landed a job as a dancing elf. I saw a clip of it today, and it was the dancing elf happy hot point. It was these hot point TV commercials, you know, appliances. And it's funny if you think back to the 50s, way before my era, but in seeing it now, then they're showing it a lot. They show these commercials, black and white, where it's the television show that her commercials ran on mostly were The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, and she was the dancing elf. But it was Mary Tyler Moore, that show, that had, like I said, the big impact. It ended in 77, but there were spinoffs, Rhoda, the Lou Grant show, and, you know, she did a lot of interviews where she talked about why the series became so popular, why she thought it became so popular, and she said, "I think I can take responsibility for that, in that I was in the audience. I was the voice of sanity around whom all the crazies did their dance, and I reacted in the same way that a member of the audience would have reacted." So, farewell, Mary Tyler Moore. She is immortalized in Minneapolis, that famous opening scene where she's tossing her hat. Is there in Minneapolis. If you go, you can see it, and a lot of people take pictures with it, pass by. It's been there for years, and she had a lot of health issues that she was overcoming, especially in later years. She had complications from diseases, brain surgery to remove a tumor in 2011, and so 80 years old, rather, Mary Tyler Moore. As we continue to motor in different directions here on ATN, a quick reminder for all of you that coming up in our second hour, at the tail end of our second hour, we'll have another Nail the Score. And this time around, it's just the Pro Bowl, so it'll be either the AFC or the NFC and what you think the final score of that game will be, because we've got another week until we're talking about the Super Bowl. And, gosh, hard to believe, isn't it, that the Super Bowl is here. And we know, and I've said it the other day, and all of you know it from the weekend, it's the Patriots and the Falcons. February 5th, 5:30, kicks on Fox. The Super Bowl commercials are a big deal. The hoopla that surrounds the Super Bowl. I think the intriguing question is Deflategate and Tom Brady, and here he is missing those first four games, suspended, and now on the verge of potentially winning another Super Bowl, which would be five rings. I said that the other night, in case you didn't know that. And the Super Bowl, of course, taking place in Houston, Texas. So when we look at the facts of the teams, the Brady factor is so huge, but so is the quarterback for the other team, Matt Ryan, and what a huge win that would be for Atlanta, needless to say, and especially to be able to beat a team like the Patriots. It seems inevitable, doesn't it, that the Patriots would have some of that momentum on their side, but don't discount Atlanta. And maybe we're going to see a good Super Bowl. For all of you, we will have a chance to nail the score, though, and that's what you care about. And that rounds out Nail the Score for the season until we get to basketball, and then we'll bring it back for basketball, and maybe somebody wins then. I have such a good feeling. I really had a good feeling that somebody was going to nail the score, and maybe that happens. Two more chances at it with the Pro Bowl and with the Super Bowl, so we will see. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk about numbers. We can count. And boy, I've been chomping at the bit in my head to do We Can Count, because there's just numbers everywhere. I looked in the last couple of days, and I've seen nothing but numbers. And starting with the Dow. and where the Dow is now and how much the stock market has just exploded. I mean, it simply exploded. It was imploding at one point, but now it is exploding. And this would be a number two, but and it is the number two. But before we get to that wild version of numbers that I like to throw down here on ATN, I want to talk about this story. Donald Trump's nominee to head the Treasury Department, Steven Mnuchin, is registered to vote in two states, so New York and California. Of course, it's illegal to cast ballots in multiple states. It's not illegal to be registered in two states at the same time. And one of the things that I mentioned at the top was the voter fraud in my conversation with Lori Lewis. And the fact that the president is asking for a major investigation into voter fraud, including those that are registered to vote in two states, those who are illegal and those who registered to vote who are dead, and depending on the results is what the president says, will strengthen up our voting procedure. So word breaks that a couple of people in the cabinet or in the White House are registered to vote in two places. One of them is Steve Bannon, Trump's chief strategist and senior counsel. He's registered to vote in New York City as well as in Sarasota, Florida, for people listening in Sarasota. So a lot's being made about that. The supervisor of elections for Sarasota County is saying that Bannon was removed from the voting rolls on Wednesday after his office received confirmation from the city of New York that Bannon was registered to vote there too. His registration status was reported in, for some of you listening, because we're airing, of course, in Sarasota, we get a lot of emails from so many of you there. It was first reported in that local paper, the Herald Tribune. And Mnuchin's New York State voter registration lists a Park Avenue home he occupied previously and still owns as active, and it shows he last voted at that address in 2008. And then in Los Angeles, the registration there says the records just haven't been updated to show voting records for November's general election, so you can imagine there's some digging there. More numbers. We can count. Coming up around the bend.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
And if you jammed on the phone lines, don't worry, we'll get to you. Hi, Everett in Washington. We're going to go there shortly. And I'll throw out the numbers for you, too, as well. Speaking of numbers, 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. All right, here's a big one for you. Pipeline leaks. Ugh, this makes people shudder when this happened. 138,000 gallons of diesel in Iowa dumped. Des Moines, they say there's an investigation into what happened, how this all leaked out. It happened on Wednesday morning. 3,300 barrels of diesel just slamming out of the Magellan 12-inch pipeline system near a place called Hanlontown. I actually know it. Around Wheelerwood Road. I'm being very specific because I've actually been through there, Worth County. And I guess the pipeline leaked on a private piece of farmland, and then there was a small stream near the leak, but no surface water has been contaminated, so that's the good news there. Usain Bolt, the fastest man alive. Man, this guy, watching him run in person will make everything on the back of your neck stand up. I mean, every little hair stands up. It's just crazy. So Usain Bolt makes history as the first sprinter to sweep 3 gold medals at 3 Olympic Games. He's losing a piece of that history. He's got a forfeit an Olympic gold won in 2008 at the Beijing Games. Why? A teammate, a Jamaican teammate, was caught doping. Nesta Carter disqualified from the 4x100 relay that won gold in Beijing. They did a reanalysis of the sample, found the banned substance, and the IOC says, and they want their medal back. So, disappointing, I'm sure, for Usain Bolt to be stripped of that medal, but again, it was in a group situation when we're talking about relays. We move on to a couple of other quick hits as far as numbers are concerned, including this World Star, the founder of World Star, which is a, I have some friends that are into hip hop, and so I know of the website, pretty popular. World Star website founder is dead at the age of 43. When you talk about someone being dead that young, Lee Odenat, San Diego, founder of this website that was crazy hot. They had to slap an R-ratedness to it. I mean, if you're rating websites because of some of what comes out, comes out on the website with music, but it was very, very popular website. Sad story here. A missing woman, and so much conversation about this woman, but they found skeletal remains, and they are the Fort Campbell soldiers' remains. And you see her, the picture of her, and you just feel bad. Shadow McLean, she was missing since September 2nd. So they say in Robertson County in Tennessee, Clarksville, Tennessee, is that the area we're talking about. They say that these are, these are her remains. So they were found off of 24, an exit off of 24. She went missing from the Clarksville area in September, like I mentioned. And they went through the process. She was last heard from when she texted her mother to say she was driving. She didn't report for duty on the 6th. Her family and friends have been looking for her ever since. In November, the government announced a conspiracy, kidnapping, and murder charge against two soldiers at the 101st Airborne Division in connection with her disappearance. And now they found her remains. And of the two, Jamal Williams McCray was one. Charles Robinson was the other. And Williams McCray is her ex-husband. So a sad end there, because I know in Clarksville they had pictures up just everywhere, trying to find any shred of evidence or information or any of that. All right, let's seg to the phone lines, and let's go to Everett in Washington. Hey, Everett, how are you?
Great. Hey, it's nice to have a president that actually does something, and his word is good instead of just giving speeches all the time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he's doing things on steroids, isn't he? I mean, boom, executive action, boom, here's what I said I was going to do, boom, we're going to do this. And he's
the guy sleeps.
Yeah, he does. You know what? He never, I remember interviews with him way before this, years and years ago, where he said he didn't sleep much, that he slept like 4 or 5 hours a night. That was it. And you can tell, I mean, there's no way. I don't think he's getting much sleep in the White House. I think it's about what can he do? Who's he meeting with? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I think when he gets that wall done, I think he should put Made in the USA dedicated to the American taxpayer.
Well, he, like I said, and you said, he is doing what he said he was going to do. There is no question about that. I mean, he's just going right down the list.
I know. I feel like Izzy. I'm just going giddy.
Giddy. Well, the stock market, I mean, the stock market's crazy. It's just been gone so hot. And so much of that is because American business. And when you hear what he says, he keeps saying, for too long, too many jobs, went overseas. I'm not going to. He did an interview with David Muir. I watched the whole thing because it was an exclusive. So he was answering every question. And he said that. He said, I'm not just saying the Obama administration. I'm saying, you know, administrations before that, and it's time that we don't do that anymore in America. So he is standing by that campaign pledge that he made.
Exactly, and if the Democrats and the famous and rich people don't like it, well, sorry, but a common man has spoken, or common people, I might say.
Yeah, and that's what happened with the election. There's no question. Hey, we'll see you back hopefully in the next hour for Nail the Score for the Pro Bowl game, AFC or NFC. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Well, you know, you're talking about a guy named Bolt that runs very fast. But
yeah,
that was before Donald Trump.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he just moves.
You know, if Donald Trump was a track star, you know, he'd leave that Bolt dude in you know, about 100 yards behind him in a 100-yard dash. You see, I can't keep up with him.
Right now.
I can't keep up with him. And everything, every day, it's like, oh, my God, it's actually happening. You know, I've run into a lot of conservatives, friends of mine, who, you know, always were like, yeah, man, we can't have Hillary. We need somebody, you know, like Trump. But all of a sudden, they started saying, when he got elected, they were like backing off. They said, well, I'm going to give him a chance. And I'm going, in my mind, I was going, what do you mean you're going to give him a chance? You know, it's because for so many years, we have been used to a certain mindset in America. It's like if you're driving, let's say, from Michigan to Florida, you know, and, you know, you get into like one of these little packs of cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some people are in the middle of the pack, in the back, because, you know, they just want to be, they don't want that their speeding ticket. And then there's somebody up in the front. And let me tell you what, the person in the front is a totally different person than the person in the middle of the pack, okay? And that's the kind of person Donald Trump is, and that's the kind of country we were and we are going to be again. But we have been so accustomed, so brainwashed to think, no, you don't want to lead that pack. You have to let other people lead. If you lead, you're like bragging. You're like, you know, thinking that you're better than everybody. No. You're leading the pack because you're the leader, because you're the best. You want to be the best. And you're working harder than everybody else. And they're going to follow you. And you're not afraid because you know where you're going. And you've done the math, and you say, hey, if I get a speeding ticket, no problem. I've been working two jobs. You know, I've got enough money to pay a speeding ticket. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to get there. It's a totally different mindset. We are now leading the pack, people, okay? So try and just erase what they've taught you for the last, I don't know how many years, because it is like this. You know, I mean, you know when it started, Kate? When the first Bush came out and said, we're going to have a kinder and gentler conservatism.
Yeah.
And then the second Bush came and said, we're going to have a, what did he say? Kinder, gentler, what was the other one? Compassionate.
Yeah,
they started
taking
away. He said, no, not, you don't have to apologize for America. You know, I mean, you know, World War One and World War Two, we sent hundreds of thousands of troops over there that never came back. And we didn't take land. You know, the only thing we took was their body bags back here. And some we didn't even do that. So, you know, we are definitely driving down the road at a higher speed this time.
I like the way you said that. A higher speed, absolutely. Tomas, thanks. More calls. in just a few. 855-266-KATE. Meet you there.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall beers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Of Donald Trump. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. Feel free to cast it into this very big pond that keeps growing here in America tonight. We want to welcome in some more affiliates. Gosh, if you're keeping score, it's, you know, 5 or 6 in the last 2 weeks, including KGWA 960 AM in Enid, North Dakota. North Dakota is such a cool place to visit, I think, when it's warmer. For those of us who aren't great with really, really cold temperatures, North Dakota is one of those places where in the spring, though, in the summer, it is awesome. I've crawled all over North Dakota, and it is great that time of year. Let's go to Dan in Texas. So thanks a lot for picking up America tonight. Hi, Dan.
Maybe I had to put my headphones down.
No problemo.
Greetings to all of our callers, Everett and who we just talked to a while ago.
Tomas,
didn't mean to slight you. And to Izzy and Graham and everybody else and all the new affiliates, welcome, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, exactly. They're racing to the finish line, too.
You betcha. Listen, I'd like to take umbrage with your guest that you had two nights in a row, the one that was talking about the Rottweiler over on his property doing a bad thing. It's a little different than that. Look, you got 15 million Rottweilers, and plus they're getting on food stamps and welfare and occupying our incomes and having their anchor babies and all that other horse manure that has been going on for millennia. And it is going to be ending with Donald Trump. This is the end of the line, guys. And if I was Donald Trump, I wouldn't worry about building a wall on our part of the country. I would annex 25 miles inland of all of Mexico and build a wall clear across Mexico and tell the Mexicans, you don't have to worry about paying for it. Just cede the land to me, and we're going to build the wall there. And anybody that comes through it will be at our request, not yours. And anybody that violates it, we will throw in jail for a period of 1 year minimum, and then we will drop you in Brazil or someplace like that. And that will stop all immigration that we don't want.
Yeah, there you go. We'll stop the. Well, I think that there's now a lot of efforts to dissuade that from happening, and that's the whole idea of the wall, the fence, the areas, and,
well,
and
you're going nonstop. You're going to see that come to a screeching halt real quick. They just hired 1,500 new agents to send back all these people that are trying to breach the walls now that aren't there, climb the fences and so on. They're not going to take them in and pet them on the head and tell them, here, we'll feed you, take care of you, buy your welfare, blah, blah, blah. No, you're going back to the country you came from, and they can pay for you. And adios. Have a nice trip. That's where you're going to be. But to everybody out there, I wish you nothing but the best. And, Kate, can I buy stock in your company? It's starting to get looking pretty good.
But it's about time. Exactly.
I got a joke for you.
Let's hear your joke.
Okay. This guy was driving down the road about 80 miles an hour, and all of a sudden he sees a red light on him, and so he pulled over and he said to his wife, he says, I'll handle this. So when the officer approached the car, he says, sir, he says, I noticed you were traveling at a higher rate of speed than the 55 miles an hour that was posted, and I'm going to have to write you a ticket. He says, oh, no, officer, I was only doing maybe 65. His wife says, honey, you know you were doing 80. I saw the speedometer. And he gave her a dirty look. He says, sir, I'm also going to have to cite you for that broken taillight. He said, it's illegal to do that. And he says, well, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know it was broken. And his wife says, oh, yes, you did, honey. You told me last week that you had to get that picture. You're going to get a ticket. And he gave her another dirty look. So he says, and I'm going to have to cite you for not wearing your seatbelt. He says, oh, officer, I just took it off when you were approaching the car. I had it on. I always do it. She says, oh, honey, you're telling a fibby. You know you don't like those things. You know you hate them. You weren't wearing yours. And he looked at her and says, will you shut up, woman? And the officer says, ma'am, does your husband always talk to you like that? She says, no, officer, only when he's been drinking.
I was waiting for that punchline. Oh, my gosh. Brutal. That's hilarious, Dan. Thanks. Don't forget, in the second hour, we're doing nail the score. Oh, you know, that sounds like not a joke. That sounds like a real-life quandary, something that could certainly happen. At the tail end, where we just have a couple of minutes left, I want to make sure that I squeeze in a couple of odds and ends. So in the beginning, of course, we're talking about what's happening in Washington, the wall, the conversation, by the way, about torture. The president has said, I'm going to go with my guys. In other words, all the defense guys and what they say. Mattis said he was surprised by Mad Dog Mattis. He figured that he was pro-torture, but apparently he isn't, and he's going to listen to what it is they say. Trump says that he talked to people about in the CIA about whether waterboarding, that kind of thing, worked, and they said yes. So he wasn't against the whole waterboarding thing. And most of the focus, though, on Wednesday really was about the whole wall and who's paying for it. And, okay, now we're moving forward with the wall, and this is what I said was going to happen about the wall. I talked about Mary Tyler Moore dying at the age of 80. She had a big reputation, of course, had a breakthrough show, so people incredibly familiar with Mary Tyler Moore. I mean, that shows you where her fame was based partially on that TV series, and that kept, you know, generations ago. That was like 70s when that show was on, but yet TV land syndication kind of kept that show alive for a lot of people who wouldn't have necessarily been introduced to it. And then how about this? Madonna's music has been banned by a Texas radio station saying that it's un-American. So we're not going to play any Madonna anymore. All the F-bombs and everything that she dropped in Washington at the Women's March last weekend, Texarkana Classic Hits radio station, Hits 105, said that they're taking Madonna songs off the playlist and that it was a matter of patriotism, and that's why they're banning all Madonna songs. It's not a matter of politics, according to the GM of that station who pumped something out on Facebook. We just don't, you know, during that whole tirade, that just brought it to life. And that we weren't, you know, we're just not going to air it. So the station has gotten a lot of attention for saying they weren't going to air Madonna. And you kind of wonder if would there be other stations that may follow suit, or, you know, maybe not. Who knows? And then, of course, ending with this last one that I haven't mentioned is this, that, you know, I talked about the stock market, the tsunami of change that has pumped the stock market up. But, and I mentioned sports and the fact that we've got the Super Bowl coming up the first weekend in February, but we've got the Pro Bowl, and that's going to be our nail the score game. So in honor of what's happening in the world of sports, Brent Musburger is retiring from sportscasting. At 77, he's officially calling it quits. He's leaving, he says, to help his family get a sports handicapping business started and to use some of the millions of airline miles he's earned for some fun travel. His last game is going to be Kentucky-Georgia, the men's basketball game, on January 31st, which would be at Rupp Arena, where he called Villanova's NCAA championship upset over Georgetown in 1985. Hey, thanks to you, and that tall guy in the back for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.